Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture, keeping it dry, at least for the time being, across interior New York and New England. As the high slowly weakens, we'll see increased moisture, and temperatures will climb with that hazy sunshine back into the middle and upper 80s. With the humidity building, it'll be a bit sticky and uncomfortable out there today. And with a little bit of energy passing through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, it may be close enough to initiate one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms today, particularly across the higher terrain. Any activity that does pop up will quickly die out after sunset tonight. It'll be mostly cloudy, warm and a bit muggy overnight with lows in the 60s. A repeat performance tomorrow with some hazy sun and clouds. It'll be warm and humid with scattered pop-up thunderstorms as more energy begins to pivot in. Temperatures will be in the middle 80s. On Wednesday, as the energy pivots through the region and a cold front approaches from the west, we'll have an increased chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs will be in the lower 80s. Behind that front, skies will be mostly sunny on Thursday with high pressure building in. It'll be warm once again, but with much lower humidity. Highs will be around 80. A beautiful day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and comfortable humidity creeping back into the lower 80s. And as more moisture returns for the upcoming weekend, temperatures will bounce back into the mid-80s, but will also introduce the chance of a couple of thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and southern Ohio, and also far eastern Iowa. Given the high moisture content and extreme instability in the presence of considerably strengthening mid-level winds, discrete intense supercells can be expected by mid to late afternoon into early evening in these areas. Large hail and a couple of tornadoes will be possible. And even while low-level shear will generally be modest, a strong tornado cannot be ruled out within a highly unstable environment, particularly with early evening development where low-level energy will be enhanced. Through the evening, these storms should tend to merge into a southeastward moving mesoscale convective system with the possibility of a renewed round of widespread, potentially intense damaging winds. South of the storms, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued for portions of the southern and central plains into parts of the southeast and Mississippi Valley, where the heat index will be between 100 and 110 degrees. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Grand Forks, North Dakota, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was also at Grand Forks, North Dakota, at 5:31 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, haze, partly cloudy skies, and 52 degrees, with a north-northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear, and 52 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy and 66 degrees, the dew point 61. 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.54 inches for the month, which is 3/100 below average, and 16.96 inches for the year, which is 3.18 inches of precipitation below average. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 73, that's 8 below average. And 307 for the season, which is 78 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1894. And the record low, 45 in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m. 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hazy today with a scattered pop-up shower or thunderstorm and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to middle 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. A better chance of showers and storms Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny and warm with lower humidity Thursday, near 80. 83 on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, and increased humidity over the weekend with an isolated thunderstorm and highs both Saturday and Sunday in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.